the list.
Why are you saying it like that? Because I did also.
It's fun.
It is. So Easter is coming up on Sunday.
Many of us, of you, might celebrate the Easter holiday. You might give someone an Easter basket. Of course, if you have kids, maybe the Easter bunny will visit. A lot of the times, the Easter bunny will leave an Easter basket for you.
When was the last time do you remember getting an Easter basket?
I was probably 11 or... Well, that's not true. My mom did it when we were older, even though it wasn't affiliated with the Easter bunny.
I mean, I'm really trying to remember the last time because my younger sister has two boys. One now a freshman in college. The other a freshman high school? Sophomore? One of them.
Sure.
Freshman or sophomore in high school.
Right. I think he's
a freshman. Yeah. Tell me, Travis.
Like, say,
what grade is my nephew in?
Pretty sure freshman.
Yeah, I think it's a freshman.
Sophomore?
So, and they will both still get Easter baskets, but I can guarantee you, I did not get an Easter basket in high school.
I did.
I don't think I did in middle school either. I have to ask my older sister the last time. She has a better memory than I do. I just don't remember getting it that much. Ours was definitely going to our grandparents' house because we had to go to church on Easter Sunday. You say your Easter speeches as a youngster, even probably at an afternoon service. So you go over there and eat dinner. You're dressed up. You go say your Easter speech and you do the hunt for the eggs. And
that's the best. Hunting eggs is awesome.
It's fun. Really fun. But yeah, I'm going to text my sister and ask the last time if she can remember getting one. It wasn't, I feel like now the kids are getting them at an older age than my family, not everyone around. Hell, I probably had some friends that I know that still got them in high school. We didn't.
We got them for a long time. And even now, my mom will probably, I don't know if she will now, but she has in recent years given us a white, like, I like white chocolate, so I'll get a white chocolate bunny, and my brother will get a chocolate bunny. My two other brothers, like the Russell Stover. You know what I'm talking about. But
yes.
Yeah. She would give those to us, which was nice.
I'm pretty sure I got one in college. Like, I'm fairly certain.
Did you,
like,
TJ?
On Easter, they made us a little basket. Now, like, ours were definitely way more, like, of the older kids, they were way more half-assed than the little kids. But there would be, like, a snack, a toy, and then something else in there. And by toy, I mean, like, a $60 video game. And then before like in middle school and high school, it would basically be like second Christmas. I would get like two or three presents, essentially.
Huh.
Yeah. That was that way when I was younger.
I lived at home until junior college. My aunt gave me one all the way up until then.
That's how I got my MLB video game every year.
I always liked the Easter egg hunt where your parents forgot where they hid an egg or two. And like 3 weeks later, you'd be like, oh, here it is. There's that egg that I knew my mom would count. Like, well, there's one more somewhere. Where do we put it?
And everyone we still have that.
Kind of beating about going around to try and find it.
I love
and you're
that.
Just digging into your basket
and
anyway.
Randomly find it somewhere. Especially if the years where the weather was nice and you could hide them outside, one always got lost to where you'd find it. All right, but let's go through this. So our top five Easter basket items. Mine's kind of hard because as a kid, I would say number five for me, we always got a combo, and some of what we would get would be the little plastic eggs that you can put candy in. And I loved jelly beans as a kid. So number five for me would be the jelly beans inside the little plastic egg. And you'd shake them. You'd go, oh, I think these are jelly beans. Oh, they are. And you'd eat, you know, just little pieces of sugar. Number four for me would probably be, and this is going really little, but we used to get like a little stuffed animal or something in our Easter basket. And I used to love that as a little kid. When I got a little older, of course, I mean, I'm not 12 or 13 getting a stuffed animal.
Right, right.
But my top three are very easy. Number three for me is the hard-boiled egg. Hell, I'd eat that right now. Nice little pasture-raised, delicious hard-boiled egg.
So when you find it, do you ask if it's organic? When you raise it up in the air?
No. What color was the shell originally?
Right, exactly. I go, hold on a second.
Were these chickens grass-fed?
What farm did this egg come
free
from?
Free range or not?
Yeah, throw it
I crack it open. That yolk, I can tell. Nope. Not bright yellow
way too,
enough.
Yeah.
And then my top two. Number two is the Reese's Peanut Butter Bunny. Because you can, you know, they make them all different shapes and sizes now. Not just the cups. Like at Halloween, they do a pumpkin. At Christmas, it's a tree. Well, Easter, they do peanut butter bunny.
Yeah.
Those are delicious.
They are.
But number one, still to this day, and it's a special treat because if I get one now, you eat, I mean, it'll take me 6 months to eat that thing. But the Russell Stover white chocolate bunny is the king, the goat of what I always wanted in my Easter basket. And you never could. I mean, again, even when I was younger, it's, you know, the size of a, what is that, 6 inches, you think, those bunnies? And, you know, you wouldn't eat the whole thing at once, and it would
you
last.
You try, and then your mom would tell you, hang on, we're not eating all this in one setting.
Because some of them are full chocolate, and the other ones are, like, hollowed out.
Right,
so, like,
right.
That's very dependent on that. You could clean off one of the hollow ones, and maybe not one sitting, day.
The big ones, the full ones that are all the chocolate are fantastic, and I love white chocolate, so.
So can we talk about what needs to go away first before we go into mine? Peeps is one.
Peeps 1,000% need to go away. Peeps and candy corn need to be shot into the sun.
I'm with you on candy corn. I don't like it. I know a lot of people that do, but I don't. And the chocolate eggs that when you open it up, it's the white and the yolk stuff that looks inside.
Yes.
That needs to be banned. It looks like an egg.
Like a real one.
Right. And chocolate. And who wants that?
Were you out on like the taffies and the fruity candies? Cause I feel like they, like the chocolate definitely melts, but it'll come back together. Once the taffies melt, they're sticking to wrappers and you're never going to get that off.
Well, that starts out my, top five Easter basket items.
Okay.
Taffy.
But a specific one.
I like taffy a lot.
Flavor or brand?
Flavor and brand. The banana Laffy Taffy.
Okay.
Okay.
Is the goat.
Shake that Laffy
It's
Taffy.
Five on like my list, but my goodness, of Laffy Taffy, the banana one is, I still have a few bags around the house right now.
I haven't had taffy in forever, but saltwater taffy is phenomenal.
Yeah, you see the thing at the fair and they're twisting
it
around,
trying to cut it up.
And,
like
but the banana Laffy Taffy is an amazing treat that you can get.
A nice joke on the inside and you can read it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Just kind of have everyone, you walk around, the nice little thing of grape juice, telling jokes off the wrapper.
And your snifter.
Well, you know, I'm young. I'm not, now it wouldn't be grape juice.
Here, come down. I'm about to take Quill to page.
I'm about to entertain. I'm trying to entertain. So that's five for me. Four, money.
Oh, I should have put money in my top five.
You got to get specific. Are you wanting like some quarters in there? You want some cold hard cash?
We want when you pick up that plastic egg and you shake it and you hear nothing. It's one of the greatest things you could ever. Oh, right. You don't know if it's a dollar. It never gets more than five. But.
Yeah, but you knew when you picked up the plastic egg and it was light.
Oh my God.
It might be taped together because they don't want it to open.
It's wonderful. Yeah. You see the tape on the outside, the bad tape.
Would it be a one? Would it be a five? Would you be
rich? Would it possibly be a 10? Could it?
At what age?
And if it was a 20 when I was younger,
oh my God.
I would just stop searching.
They would always hide a big prize egg and it would be a 20. $40 in there, something like that. But there would only be one. Everything else would be like a buck or $5.
Right. There's an age where $5, you're rich. And at some point,
that changes.
I think if you're under 10, $5, you're rich.
Yes. I had an aunt, my Aunt Mary, who gave me a little wink and gave me a little extra than all the kids. And it would be an extra five. I mean, you want to talk about doing your happy dance when you got that extra five? It was glorious. And we have something very much in common because three on mine is the boiled egg.
Okay.
The dyed boiled egg.
There you go.
Is fantastic. And even if you have a little
fruit bit
of the seepage.
Man, I never even thought that was an option.
I love hard-boiled eggs.
The dyed egg.
That's what they're there for. You pick up the egg. What else are you supposed to do with it?
You throw it away?
We always did.
We're not wasting eggs.
Yeah.
We're eating those things.
That's why
you peel them off.
That's why you get the unpasteurized, the regular white shell egg, and you just throw it away afterwards.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And even the process of making them as the mom has a big pot.
Yeah, and you
boiling all the eggs.
And
you can dip the one in the blue and then the one in the yellow. Dip it too much. You don't want to mix it that early.
Right.
So you got all the solid colors first and then you can play around and mix and match. Such fun that Saturday before Easter Sunday, dyeing the eggs was incredible. And finding one, you just immediately eat that right there. So that's three for me. Two, the candy coated like egg-shaped gum. Like it was really kind of hard on the outside, but then it was a little hollow when you bit into it, but the flavors that will probably last about 20 seconds. But if you put enough in your mouth, you can pretend to be like a baseball player with a big hunk on a wad on the side in your mouth. I love those.
I got
you.
I know what those are. I will, for sure.
I would destroy a bag of those right now.
Well, we can order a bag for $10, 105 pieces.
Oh my gosh. I'll go through that in one weekend if
one
I had
them. 1 pound.
Yes, 1 pound of gum. And okay. I think everyone, when it comes to Easter and you equate that with the candy in the basket, you're going to Reese's. Whether it's a Reese's cup or a bunny with the peanut butter in it, it's the gold standard. It's what everyone wants. Man, the little tiny Reese's cups, the individualized ones.
Those are nice. It's just a little bite.
Because it just feels like even if you eat six of them, that equates to one peanut butter cup.
You can trick yourself.
Probably, right. You in your mind thinking, well, if it's not less, like the big size that you get in the package, I can eat more than one.
And they're going back to the old recipe in the tiny Reese's as well. It was announced this week. Hershey's not going to be shorting us on Reese's peanut butter anymore.
That's what we need just in time, especially with this Kit Kat shortage.
We can't have it.
Reese's should capitalize on
this
right now.
There's Reese's everything these days.
Reese's is like the NFL of candy, though. They just keep taking more and more real estate.
You think they'll have an Easter egg hunt in the quarter in New Orleans?
Yes. At Jackson Square, maybe. I wouldn't be surprised at all, honestly.
And not be for eggs.
Oh, let's go.
Oh, look at this blue meth. Yes.
I don't know if that's going to be on the docket, but we'll
Easter
see.
Egg hunt for just different drugs.
Why did you whisper drugs?
It sounds bad to say.
Everybody heard it.
Yeah, it just came through loud and clear.
You can see it like in New Orleans. If ever there was going to be a drug hunt.
Well, we'll see. I'll go in search of what we're going to do there for Easter. So I've been in New Orleans on Easter before.
Have you?
Not quite sure. Yeah. Okay. If they do anything in the park, but if they do, I'll participate and I'll report back.